Hello.
Hi, Richard.
How you doing?
Doing well. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
So I've had time to think, and I'm getting into leaf drop right now, and I know better. It's just going to put me to where it's always put me. I've got enough going on right now, and I'm just going to waste my money. I talked to these other companies that I've worked for that I'm close with, and they don't have this set up. And this word of mouth that I've been doing, it's just the best way. I mean, it's just the best way, and I figured that out. Now, if I had $1 million and I wanted to create a pool business, then this is where I would start to get all those pools to start off and make a business of. But yeah, it's just more than I need right now, taking care of my business. Yeah, like I said.
So it's a cost concern for you?
I'm sorry?
So it's a cost concern for you?
Well, it's just something I don't need right now.
Okay, so aren't looking for any more jobs? You aren't looking to stay within a closer circle or anything of that nature?
Well, of course. And,
Because I'm just curious, because, yeah, we've had this conversation. You've said consistently that you need these jobs. You need them in a more tight-wound area so you can service them in a better stance, as well as you would prefer them to be a little bit better paying. And with what you've said, all of that matches up to exactly what this package provides. And I understand you've talked with other people in other situations, but they're exactly that. They're in other situations. They maybe don't need something like this heavily because simply they have either the manpower or what have you, or already some marketing in place that would suffice for this. In your stance, you just don't have that type of presence yet, and that's exactly what we provide.
So, what is it, like $1,500 to start that up?
No.
Got down to it to where it was going to the starting fee.
No, the starting fee is $4.99.
Right, but then it's you got to load up for your leads.
Right, but that won't be charged for another 4 weeks or so, and only when you're actually verified, and that's just going directly to your leads. And it's all dependent on exactly how many you take on. It's not something that's going to be like a monthly charge, unless you actually fulfill all 13 leads.
Okay, so explain that fully, and I hear what you're saying. So I've ran into these other companies to where they're lead-based like this, and then I start getting charged for whatever reason. Tell me how I'm not going to get charged, or it's just a simple format that it's not going to do that, or I'm not going to run into those issues. You know what I'm saying? Like with Angie's leads.
Yeah. So with this, you get a business line that really deep dive in the analytics. It weeds out a lot of the spam and spoof calls, but it also has an artificial intelligence integrated to it that looks at your calls when they come through these leads. And it makes sure that when you're having these conversations, that they have to actually end up in a booked face-to-face appointment or an estimate that's given over the phone. It recognizes just two types of conversations. And when they don't happen, with neither of those two happen, you don't get charged for the lead.
Okay, so for some reason, or however AI works, once I get to that address, the phone hears everything on both sides, and that's how it connects it.
Correct. It has
in
to,
a sense.
It has to recognize that you had that conversation that qualifies as one of those two categories.
Categories.
Right. The one category being you booked a face-to-face appointment with them, or you're booking an estimate with them. If it's that's not one of those two conversations, it doesn't count as a lead.
Okay, so now, let me understand this. So, if I go out to their property and look at their pool, now, what if they don't hire me Do I get charged for that lead?
Yes.
Obviously not. Okay.
No, you would. Because in that circumstance, you would have that appointment at that point. You would have essentially the best chance to close that person. It'd be much more beyond than you just getting that lead or you giving them a phone call or anything that you'd normally be charged for on those other platforms. In this case, it's making sure essentially you have to be in front of them to some capacity.
Okay, so that's where it's at. That's where I'm just going to... So... Again, yeah, no, it's more than I need right now. Now, if I do this and keep up with it, it would be something around April, May.
Okay, the time is kind of winding down. I mean, do you do this year round?
I do.
Okay. Well, things are going to start slowing up in the sense of just referrals, just naturally because of the time of the year. And do you have anything in place to combat that? I mean, to keep yourself busy throughout the year?
Well, I just don't need it because I make enough and I'm content with where I'm at. It gives me some free time to do whatever I need. So I just don't want to get overwhelmed with all this. With everything else that's going on right now?
I mean, yeah, it's 13 leads. I mean, would you be, and you weren't liable to take on every single one of them. It'd essentially only be those, and it's completely at your discretion on how you take them on, and it's going to you directly. You're not being reviewed or judged on what your response or what your pickup rate is. I think those are metrics that people look at definitely on Angie's leads, but it's just not a factor. You're essentially self-managed in every capacity on how many jobs you take and the amount and where you do them.
So for whatever reason, it's a $4.99 startup. Plus, I just paid these other people, $300 to get on the SEO search engine, and I wasted that.
Yeah, we would take over that cost for you, and we would manage it really fast. And unless you talk to one of the four other premier partners in the U.S., I mean, they really just don't have the resources to get you optimized as quick as we do. If you're fretting about a little bit of the cost of things, what we could do is we could just put together like a fully refundable deposit. It's just $250 to put down and get your verification started for like the actual Google verification and the Google guarantee. And like I said, it's a fully refundable deposit to get you on board. And then we don't charge anything else until like you actually get verified. And then we make out that budget for you. That seems like something you could do.
Okay. Okay. Let's start it. Let's see what happens.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to start off by just getting some information from you on this, Richard, just so we have a basis of your business. And immediately with this, we'll pay that $250 and get your onboarding scheduled with one of our specialists. They'll get all the information that I don't get from you here and really just make sure we craft this specific to you. Now, to start off with, Richard, what are your hours of operation looking like right now?
7 to 4.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Let's make it 8. 8 to
okay.
5 is fine.
Okay, 8 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Great. And are you licensed or insured with this? I don't think you need a license, right? Just insurance?
I have an LLC.
Perfect. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in? I know it's like within the Austin area.
78734. 78669, 78738, And I don't know what that other zip code is down there. Just give me a second to think. I'm trying to figure out how I can get to it. I can get on my Angie's leads and go over here and figure it out real quick.
Well, yeah, we can also figure it out for you. This is essentially just giving us a loose basis on where we're starting off at. I mean, with this, like I said, we have really deep analytics as well as our specialist that onboards you. He's going to look at the area itself and be able to tell you like a better idea, but obviously you have your own preference.
Seven, eight, seven, three, two. Those four right there are okay for me.
Perfect. That's a great starting point. Like I said, once we get you on board, we'll be able to see where this traffic's coming from and really depict specific areas for you and find out like really where we're going to get a lot of work for you. Awesome. So I got that. And then, Richard, I have your first name here. What is your last name? Is it McMaster?
Yes.
And I have a billing address for you here as 15001 Holly Lane, Unit 22. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. What's a good address for you?
5220 Hudson Bend Road.
C83. 78734.
Correct.
Just give me one moment. I'm getting that deposit together. All right, I got that together. Now, for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Visa.
Great, and I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4246-3153-8539-7425.
Thank you. And the
1128.
Thank you. And the CV code as well, please.
801.
Okay, thank you. Now, Richard, I told you that we are going to give you that business line that's going to weed out a lot of those spam and spoof calls you would have otherwise gotten. But just because of the presence of these scammers on the internet nowadays, the likelihood of maybe one or two still trickling through could happen. So what we do to prevent anything malicious from happening is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you just want to make sure it's us, you ask us this question, we'll immediately answer it for you. Now, for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
First pet's name.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Sam.
See you. All right. And then just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance, and it outlines a service agreement. I'm going to go ahead and start that, Richard, but if I'm going through that and at any point you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Okay. How long does this take generally, this whole little orientation thing?
We'll schedule that at your best convenience. Your onboarding.
How long is this call going to be right here with me and you right now, per se?
Oh, not for another 5 minutes.
Okay. Good enough. Go ahead.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
The Pools LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Richard McMaster, owner-operator.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business?
Say that again.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Absolutely.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could, Richard, open up your phone contacts for me real quick. I'm going to give you our direct line. You can list it under the name of our business, Local Splash. From here on out, this is how we contact you and how you contact us. And I'll give you that number when you're ready.
Oh, okay. I got what you're saying. Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Local Splash. Okay.
Great. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
In the first 7 days, it's really crucial for us to really get everything together for you and get you verified as soon as possible. We might need some documentation from you. Just within those first 7 days, it's really crucial for us to have consistent communication. Do you agree to have, like, full communication with us? Perfect.
Yeah.
And during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? Essentially, do you, like, agree just to tell us about if you hire anyone else to do any type of marketing for you so we know how to accommodate it?
Yeah.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and setup will be charged today's date, September 19th, 2025, in the amount of $250. This will be on the second day, your agreement will renew on the 19th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time.
Let me ask
time
you another question.
Mm-hmm.
So you said this $250. It's reoccurring.
So this $250 is the refundable deposit to get you verified. Once we actually get you on board, that $249 is in place to essentially go towards the Facebook ads as well as the local SEO.
So what do I pay every month?
Just $249. That's going to be the monthly rate, and then you'll always have your budget depending on what you pay or what you take on for those leads.
Okay, so have me understand this again, because when I went through with the billing on the first day, instead of the $500, the startup fee, you're taking it to $250.
Right.
Now,
Right.
No. So it was the $500, the $499 to start up, which you're taking to $250.
Right.
Then you have $700 and whatever, I guess, that goes in for your leads.
Right. Yeah. And then right in between those. Yeah.
For the Facebook ads and all that stuff.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the reoccurring payment that's going to be happening for the $249. Because at the end of the day, the budget, it's not going to be something that's just charged amount every single month. It's completely dependent on how many leads you actually take on.
Okay, say that again.
So the $249 is a monthly charge to go towards the Facebook and everything else that's outside of Google Guaranteed, like the other 50 directories we're putting you on. The $765, that is entirely on your budget for Google Guaranteed. That's going directly to the cost of the leads. And that is going to be charged entirely dependent on how many leads you take on. Because if you recall, whatever you don't use from that budget just rolls over to the next month, and then you replenish it to give you that minimum of 13 leads.
Okay, so I'm paying the $250 up front, and you say the deposit is refundable for whatever reason that I cancel this or whatever, and that's the reasons why?
Right, exactly.
Okay. So I pay $250 today. What else do I pay for the leads?
Nothing else is getting charged today, not until you get verified, which will be in about 4 weeks or so. And then that's when we would charge the $249 to start off your monthly. That way we can get all the advertising started and everything for you, as well as those 50 other directories. And then also we'd collect that budget for your 13 leads. But the only thing that would be reoccurring from there on would be that $249.
Okay, so $250 today. Then if I get verified here in 4 weeks, then I'll load up my profile for leads. So is there a minimum that I have to put in there?
Yeah, preferable minimum would be that $765. If you'd like to do less, like just to try it out, we could definitely work with you and get a lower budget. Optimally, we would like that 13 leads just because of how effective it is, especially in your industry. Once you see like how close knit they are, how well paying they are, a lot of people like just to eat them up within the first month. But if you want to go lower, if once we get you verified, you don't want to do that full $765, we could definitely work with you.
Well, I was just trying to understand everything before I commit. So, yeah. Okay. So, and so, on the $250 a month has to stay on there to keep me on the top. So if I slide on that, then I'm not staying on the top.
No, it's a completely separate thing because you'll be at the top every single time with those Google Guaranteed. The whole entire reason you pay for that ad placement is because it's legitimately at the top of the search engine. But what we do at the same time, since we're a full-fledged marketing company, is Google has a local map section. Like if you go further underneath that search at the very top of the page, there's a map section that you've probably seen before. We're going to make sure you start showing up there as one of the first options, so you have several places that you're one of the most reputable in the area on Google. And then we also carry that over to like 49 other directories, something like Yelp, Bing, Safari, like the map searches like Apple Maps, as well as voice searches like Siri and Amazon Voice. That way, like, you're just clear across the internet as one of the first options when people are looking up any type of a pool service. So it's the local SEO that you previously brought on, but it's just with the Facebook ads as well, all for $249 for the month.
Okay, so I kind of wasted my money with them by accident. That's fine. I just don't want to do it twice.
Right, and you don't need to allocate anything else towards that. I mean, that's all included in your package at this point.
Okay, yeah, I was done with them. Okay, finish with what you got.
Okay, great. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay, and then if I need that number for whatever reason, I can just call y'all and y'all give it to me, right?
That's the one I had you save.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, sir. Now,
so
what
number,
process? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is that number? No, you're good. Is that number the same number that I can get a hold of them or you or anybody at Local Splash?
Absolutely. Okay. That's our direct line, so you'll always be able to call into that and connect with whoever you need to. When we onboard you, you'll also get an account manager, and they'll give you some direct lines you can contact them with.
Okay. Where's your home base?
We're out of Fountain Valley, California, like in Orange County.
Okay.
Fair. So that went ahead and processed, and I do want to be the first to congratulate you, Richard, and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I'm really happy you gave this a try. I really think you're going to be super satisfied. It's going to bring you just a whole new realm of clients. Now, there's just two things we need to do really quickly. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I'd need you to accept real quick, and then we will also schedule out your onboarding now.
So what are the terms and conditions here?
It's exactly everything that we went over. I mean, if you want time to review them, you can, and we can just go ahead and schedule it. We just prefer to have terms and conditions signed when we get the onboarding done.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yes, sir. Were you able to access those?
Yes, it's
okay.
I've got my name in there, and it said confirmed signature, and I've got it in there. It's not going any further past the confirmed signature.
Oh, try turning your phone sideways. Sometimes when you have it long ways, it'll get stuck like that.
No, it's still stuck.
And I did, I put MC and then the M and master, I did capitalize that.
Okay, perfect.
Because that might be maybe case sensitive there.
So, let me go back here now. Back. It's just not letting me click my name. Confirm signature.
Interesting. Even when you try to turn it sideways like that?
Yep. That was interesting. So now I know that trick.
Yeah. If it's not letting you do it, then if you could just, when you get the chance, get in front of like a desktop and do it on there. Well, sometimes on phones it can be kind of tricky, but let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. So we have availability all day today. And then, of course, all week tomorrow. It's about a 45-minute call with our specialist. They just get all the information from you. They give you the expectations, let you know what things you need to do that are necessary just to get everything started. When do you think you'd want to do that?
Did you say tomorrow?
We don't work during the weekends, at least for the onboardings.
Oh, okay. You said something about calling tomorrow or something, and I didn't understand.
No, we have availability all day today and then all next week.
Okay. Today's just pretty full for me until later. Let's do Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Any preference, Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, it doesn't matter. 10 o'clock or so.
Okay. Let's do 10 o'clock on Monday. Does that work?
Perfect.
And then for you, Richard, I have the phone number we've been using, the 512-962-5576. Is that the best way to reach you?
Correct.
All right. Give me one moment. Just scheduling this up for us. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I got us all scheduled up for that client onboarding for 10 a.m. on Monday. I'll actually be at the start of that call to introduce you to the specialist and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do except for just when you get the chance this weekend, could you please take care of the terms and conditions and get those signed? So we have that all ready for us and ready to go when we have the onboarding. But again, there's nothing else we need to do other than that. Richard, again, I want to congratulate you and welcome you on board. I think you're going to be really happy with the results that come from this.
Okay, awesome. Very nice.
Awesome, Richard. Well, again, I appreciate you, man. I definitely am looking forward to see how this helps you. I definitely think it's going to help you thrive. But otherwise, man, have a great rest of your day. Have a safe weekend, and we'll speak on Monday and get all this rolling.
Very nice. Thank you so much. You as well.
Thank you, Richard.
Bye. Bye.